Welcome everybody to the side quest. Oh, I like that you have the title block at the bottom.
Yeah,
there.
I do.
Good. Tweeting this bad boy out because that's what. Yeah. So, hey everybody, it's Dolly and Aaron.
Hi.
How's it going, Aaron?
It's going okay. I was 2 hours late to work today. I woke up, I'm on this new medication for that thing that's wrong with me, and so far it's been mostly okay, and then I woke up this morning about 5 minutes before the alarms on my phone were going to go off to wake me up for work, and I felt nauseous, so I was like in the bathroom, what counts as a bathroom in this apartment. And my phone is right there, so I grabbed my phone to check the time, and I was sitting there, like, next to the toilet, like, oh, am I going to throw up? Like, just waiting for a second, and I was so overtired that I fell asleep right there with my phone in my hand, so as soon as the alarm started going off, it was just in my hand, so I was just going, click, no alarm.
Click. Shit.
Yeah. So then all of a sudden my phone vibrates, and it's a text message from one of my coworkers going, are you okay? And it was like two hours later. I was like, fuck. I was like, I'll be right in. I'll tell you what happened.
So, yeah, it's all the medication, all the shit you're going through body-wise, right?
Yeah, so that was fun. And the irritating part is that this pay week started off with a stat holiday, which I worked, so I got time and a half, but it was a short shift. So I only getting like 2 hours on top of that shift. But I lost 2 hours today, so on balance, everything works out, but I don't get a little pay bump this week.
Week, then. That sucks. You're feeling better, and this does its thing. It doesn't make you want to throw up. Pops was in the hospital, like I mentioned before. He was had surgery, and he had they put him on morphine because the pain was really bad. And it was causing him to like get nauseous and throw up and stuff. So Tylenol. Yeah, there's medicine that's good for you. Can cause you to do some really weird side effect things. So
yeah, I don't.
But that you're alive.
I don't fuck around with morphine. Even the last time I had surgery, they were like, "You should probably have some morphine to take home with you." I was like, "No, I'll just take some Tylenol 3s. It'll be fine."
They gave me when I had my I think I had the. One set of wisdom teeth out, Vicodin, they prescribed for it, and I had Vicodin, like, my teeth did not hurt at all, there was no swelling, enough to last like a week, so I had essentially a bottle of Vicodin, ended up just getting rid of it, but, you know, garbage-wise, I should say. But I did have somebody offer me cash. Vicodin, I'm like, I can't sell you Vicodin. It's prescribed to me. Weirdos. But Chase, you're alive. I'm alive. Everybody's alive-ish. And we got games to talk about. I'm gonna let you go first and talk about what you've been playing.
Okay. I guess we'll start off with the weekly team fight update. Here's something funny. I'm still playing that. I'm still playing ranked. I have officially hit diamond. I'm now basically stuck in diamond the same way I was stuck in platinum before. I'll get up to like almost ready to promote and then go on a losing streak. And so right now I'm at 0 out of 100 points in the lowest division of diamond. So if I lose this next game, I get demoted back to platinum.
Oh,
I watch a lot of teamfight streamers. And I started watching this guy like a week ago who had like anywhere between like maybe 25 and 30 viewers. He's got no stream. He had no stream setup. You know what I mean? It's just him playing the game. He's got a little webcam, no background or anything like that. He's really good at the game. And then one day, the biggest team fight streamer on Twitch, was like, yeah, this guy's really good. I'm going to host him, and sent him like 13,000 viewers. And he was like, oh, shit. So now he's averaging, like, between 200 to 500 viewers, like, now that the bump is gone. He's, like, basically, you know, times 10 his audience. And then he's going, yeah, I got an announcement to make in a couple of days. And everybody's like, oh, shit, what's going on? He got signed by C9. Like, he got signed by Cloud9. Like, he's that good. He's one of the top 10 players of the game in North America, maybe the world, depending on how the ranks shake out. But, yeah, he's just like, yeah, I'm taking a leave of absence from school. He's got a bachelor's degree and stuff like that. He's like, yeah, I'm going to take a year off and just play Teamfight. Stream every
day. Amazing.
It's just wild because usually you hear those stories from, like, streamers who make it big in the esports scene after the fact because you've never heard of these people before the fact, and then they get big, and then everybody's like, oh, shit, it's this guy. And this dude, it was the first time I've ever seen a dude a day before he got big and then just watched it in real time. But it's pretty funny.
Well, it's, you know, getting that little bump obviously helped, but it, I had this conversation a couple days ago. There is this market, right? This is the prime time right now to get into streaming while companies still don't know how to react to it, how to pay for it. When the floodgates do end up opening and people, more and more people figure out how to stream, and obviously technology gets better for it. I'm living proof that technology is going to get better. You know, it'll be much more difficult to kind of get yourself known out there, because it'll be just like Twitter or just like Instagram, where you'll really need to put in. I mean, yeah, you'll need to put the hard work in and actually do the stuff and play and be really good, but you'll need to understand some marketing and some promotional stuff, which streaming isn't quite as needed yet. But once it gets there, it'll be.
I'm angling for the millennial / Gen Z adversarial market where nice. I won't let you pay me to promote your product, but you can pay me to slag off your competition.
That's good. I like that. Yep. I like that.
Fuck Arby's.
Yeah, fuck Arby's. Oh, hell yeah, Denny's. That's good. So that's
That's that. And then I've been playing. I just picked up this, I think it's an early access game on Steam called Shortest Trip to Earth.
I heard about that, yeah.
It seems okay. It's really complicated.
You should ask me because we had a code for that coming in.
Did we really? That's fine. Yeah. I should refund it. No.
That happens like every other time that you ask for something. This is a common story with Aaron that he'll say, hey, can you get me a code for this game? And I'll say, let me reach out to the developer and see if I can get it. And I won't hear anything back from the developer, so Aaron will just go out and buy it. And the minute he buys it and tells us about it, we get the developer sending a code. It's happened like 2 or 3 times already.
I mean, at this point, I should just be, like, if I'm going to buy these games anyway, I should just be streaming them, and then I should just take those fucking codes and give them out on stream. If I bought the game. The only reason I've never suggested doing that before is because I don't know how that would work, because some games have review code.
Sure,
a lot of games use a little inside baseball here. A lot of games tend to just give out like retail code. But if I were to go through my Steam library right now, there's probably 5 or 6 titles in there that say like name of the game bracket review build end bracket. So I don't know how that would work.
But. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's, I think I have a couple of those as well. Yep.
But yeah, no, it seems fun. It's really complicated. It's like more complicated, harder FTL. It's a space game.
It's
like a 2D top-down looking at your spaceship game. There's crew on your spaceship. You're warping from sector to sector. I assume there's an objective, which is probably getting to Earth. You get random encounters. You run out of resources. It's very much that game. With just way more systems, so
wow,
yeah,
I haven't played FTL yet. I may own it. It may be one of those games that I own that I've never played.
FTL is one of those games that I'm pretty sure everybody owns.
Yeah, I think so.
Like,
yeah,
but yeah, that's all I can really say about it. I've literally only put maybe 20 minutes into it. I bought it and started playing it 9:30, and it's 10:30.
So, all right,
yeah, it seems fine. That's what I've been playing.
Good review. That's all you've been playing?
That's all I've been playing.
It's weird. So this is just like those weird kind of doldrum, I don't know, doldrum, but the weird time of the year where it's right before, like, the fall season will start kicking up here in the next week, right? And what I mean by that is that's when usually like the last week August, week or two of August, all the fall stuff starts to hit. Like, they're clearing space over here for Halloween right now. Like, the back-to-school stuff is out, and that'll be out for one more week. Most of the schools haven't even opened in our area. But the back-to-school stuff will be out for one more week, and then they're plowing in with the Halloween stuff, which they'll have up for about a month and a half. And then usually right before Halloween, they start putting the Thanksgiving stuff and the Christmas stuff up. So we're already in that fucking time of year. Isn't that crazy?
But you know, you just reminded me. You want to hear a quick story about how gullible kids are?
Yeah, yeah.
So I work.
Let's do it.
My day job is I'm the manager of a bong store. And the guy who owns the bong store originally hired me to open and run it. He had an empty building next door to his store, which was like an e-cigarette store, like a vaporizer store. He said, people keep coming in here asking me for bongs. The laws in my province say that if you run a vaporizer store, you cannot sell other shit in it. So he was like, there's obviously a demand for it. I'm going to open another store. You do it. I said, okay. So after about 6 months, we hit winter and realized that we didn't want to walk outside to walk between the two stores to talk to each other. So we knocked a hallway through, which was fine. But because of that, I'll go over to their store, chat with them. They'll come over to my store, chat with me, shit like that. And we'll see each other's customers and stuff like that. Their store gets a lot of children trying to buy like Juul shit. Like 13 and 14 year olds. And my boss is like anal retentive about IDing everybody.
Sure.
But they keep trying. And there's been this one kid who's been trying for 2 years, and I've got him pegged at maybe 15 at this point. Who keeps getting kicked out, and then he'll show up like once a week, every week, being like, "Hey, I got this," and he's got like his school ID, and he's like, "I bet your cameras won't be able to tell," and it's just like, "Fuck off, kid." So he came over to my store the other day, and he's just like looking around and shit. And my store is like a bong store, but we sell like stickers and shit like that, just like assorted stickers, stuff that I don't have to ID you for. So he was looking around, and I was like, all right, let's see what he's doing. And he's, you know, looking at the stickers. And then he comes up to the counter, and he goes, hey, can you go over next door and buy me some Juul pods? And I said, no. And he said, man, what's up with you guys? And I said, all right, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Somebody called the cops on us. And he went, what? Wow. And I went, yep, somebody called the cops on us and told them that we were selling to minors. And they couldn't prove anything because we're not. But now they've got an eye on us. And that's why there was a cop park next door yesterday, which you saw because I saw you fucking scooter by. And that's why there's one hanging out next to the skate park. And he went, oh, it wasn't me. And I went, I don't care who it was, but you're never going to be able to buy anything here. And he hasn't been back since.
Good. Good, good, good. Yeah, the last thing you guys want to get is to get into fucking trouble.
Well, I mean, it's a bit hypocritical of me because I started smoking when I was 8. But I started smoking when I was 8, and as far as I can tell, exactly. No wonder my lungs are fucked. But as far as I can tell, all of these kids just started vaping. They were just like, "Oh, I want to blow fat clouds," and now they're addicted to nicotine. And it's like, what the fuck? Like you know what I mean? That's crazy. Just like, I'm not gonna sell any of you fuckers anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, lying to kids, super easy.
Lying to kids is super easy.
that's my lesson for the show. Lie to kids; it's really fun and it's really easy, and they'll believe you.
And it helps people. In this case, the kids, right? So that's a positive. Let's see what have I been playing. I don't have any good stories. I've just been putting some more hours into my three houses. So the old Fire Emblem. God, that game is just it's massive. So here's my dilemma right now. So really, all I've been doing is playing Fire Emblem, a little bit of Marvel, and then just some iPhone games have been so swamped this week with some charity stuff that I've been working on. So I haven't had too much time. I am anal retentive. You mentioned anal retentive. I'm going to hop on that clip. I'm anal retentive about completing every game that I own. If I'm playing a game, I better fucking finish it because I just won't I won't get around to it again down the line, as everybody knows, because I have all these games that are in different levels of completion, and I don't want to keep doing that. So I want to pick up Astral Chain, which comes out, I think, next week. And it looks really fucking cool. Or in 2 weeks. It looks really cool. That's the new Platinum Games game for the Switch. Want to pick that up. But I'm only like 20 hours, 15 hours into Fire Emblem 3, 20 hours in there, and it's an 80-hour game. I'm a quarter of the way in, and there's no fucking way that I'll be able to finish that in the next 2 weeks. Oh, by the way, plus I've got Octopath Traveler to play, and Breath of the Wild, and Marvel Ultimate Alliance, and so my backlog is already starting, and it's terrifying me, right? And I want to pick up the... I know I'm going to be getting Zelda in September. I know I'm going to be grabbing Luigi's Mansion, because I am... hype for those games, and I'm gonna pick up Pokemon, because I'm into Pokemon now that I actually was able to play that Let's Go game. So I got those three games, which I'm definitely getting. Really looking forward to Control, because it looks pretty cool. Death Stranding is coming out, that's in November. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is coming out. So I'm down, like, right now it's at like 3 to 4 games per month, of which I'm really excited and really looking forward to. And I can't fucking play all these giant games. I just can't do it.
Yeah, you got quite a list there, my man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just sitting over
here. They're all good games.
I'm sitting over here like, I wonder what weird indie shit is showing up.
What clicker is coming out right now? I do know one thing, and I've started taking my 2DS, whatever, 3DS with me back to the office so I can finish off the original Luigi's Mansion for that. At least I can put that one on there and take care of that. But I will say this. I ran past Five Below. So Wario64 posted about this like a week or two ago. That Five Below, which is like a $5 and under chain, like a dollar store type of thing, was selling video games, right? I actually went in there looking for headphones because I heard they had headphones in there. I bought some really shitty Bluetooth headphones for working out. So that's off for $5. That was awesome. They're really crappy quality, but they get the job done for when I'm working out. And I noticed they had a bunch of video games there. They had Destiny 2 for like $4. And they had all these are unopened. And a couple of PS3 games. And then they had a bunch of 3DS games. So they had Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes, which a lot of people are paying like $15 to $20 for on eBay. One of the Animal Crossing games and like the first Yo-Kai Watch game. And they had all of them there for $5. So the entrepreneur in me is thinking, I could buy these for $5 each and flip them very easily for like $15 to $20. So I'm looking right now at a stack of at least two copies of each one of those games, and I'm trying to decide if I want to go get more or just flip these right now and be done with it. I've played all of them except for that Yo-Kai Watch game.
Didn't you just go through a whole thing where you had like an entire wing of your house was filled with shit that you had to give away?
Yeah, basically. So, yeah. The nice thing about it is, or the shitty thing about it is, you can no longer sell like 3DS games at garage sales, and you're going to be struggling to sell anything. Like when the next generation consoles come out next year, next summer will be very PS4 and Xbox One games because everyone's geared to sell Switch games at garage sales. So, yeah, I'm gonna have to figure out how to sell this stuff. Facebook Marketplace, baby, gotta do it there.
Yeah.
Oh. So I'm trying to decide which of these fucking what should I pick up? Astral Chain? Should I just put down Fire Emblem? I don't know. I love Fire Emblem games. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Help me out, Internet. Help me solve this. This dilemma.
Well, I mean, Astral Chain is a platinum game, so chances are it's probably only, what, 10 to 12 hours?
Yeah.
I mean, you could knock that out in a day, my dude.
Knock that out. By the way, I will say that Tom Johnson says he wants us to rank the White Claw flavors. And, dude, Blackberry White Claw.
I don't know what a White Claw is.
White Claw is like the... it's the total hipster, like it's like alcoholic seltzer, something that Tom Johnson, TJ Lethal, as we call him, totally would drink. They don't taste good at all. I'm sorry, folks. They're as bad as LaCroix or whatever that is. But they're just alcoholic. So yeah, sorry, Tom. They're garbage, and you should be ashamed of yourself for even bringing those up. White Claw, Blackberry.
I almost had a green screen apartment.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to my upcoming landlord. He was like, yeah, well, I got to get in there and paint. I was like, do you have a color preference for paint? And he goes, excuse me? And I said, well, I mean, what if you did bright green? And he said, well, if you go to the paint store and I guess pick out a color swatch and I can do it. I said, great. And then I was talking to him like 2 days ago, and he was just like, it turns out I have a lot of paint already, so I'm just going to use that. And I said, yeah, that's fair. But I almost did it. I almost had a whole apartment painted green green.
We snuck into our house is being built. We snuck in there today, and because the door is unlocked, so that's cool. They don't have keys on the doors yet, so they're just kind of open. So we got in there, and first thing, they have the wrong doors in all the houses, in all the rooms, which is kind of weird. Like, we specifically chose, we paid extra to have these like really kind of nice style doors to all the different bedrooms and all the different rooms and stuff. And they got the wrong ones, so they got the standard ones. So we're having them switch it out. I looked for the office that I'm going to have all my gaming stuff in, where I'm going to do all my streaming and everything. And I'm like checking out the wall shape and design stuff. And I'm thinking, okay, one of these walls is going to have to be a green screen or at least something. But I'm very tempted to either paint the wall or have something that's removable. So,
can I interest you in a 15-foot by 15-foot green cloth?
Is there one behind you? I think I see one right behind you. That's the Jeff Grubb hiding green cloth.
That is going to run the length of my apartment, I assume, and still have slack on one side.
So that works pretty well for streaming then, huh?
Yeah. It's a little finicky. It works pretty well for me right now because in where I am, I have like a really bright overhead light. As long as it's really well illuminated, you can chroma it right out.
Okay.
Which is what I do for my streams. I just, instead of having like a box like this, it would just be my head, and then my head's right there in the little corner, so I don't obscure the game. But yeah, it works totally fine. If you're using like a desk lamp or some shit like that, it gets a little weird, just because the shadows tend to change how the camera perceives the green.
I'll be doing. I'm gonna get an LED, either one or two, kind of off to the side is what I'm thinking. I'm actually gonna
like whip this. Like those Elgato key lights or whatever they're called?
Whatever. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I know you can get cheaper versions of those out there, which I might end up doing.
You can get cheaper versions of everything Elgato.
Yep.
I've been looking at Stream Decks with Envy for like 6 months, and then I found out that I can just turn this $10 Android tablet that I have into a Stream Deck on my computer. Oh,
perfect.
Yeah, so.
I have that really nice Stream Deck. Still in the box right there, unopened, which there's no reason for me to use it again because I can't fucking stream from this stupid internet. So that's where we are in life. Anyway, so as I've been saying, I got to figure out what game to buy because there's too many games coming out and it's going to start any day now with all this crazy stuff. So there we go. That's it, everybody.
I want to play Death Stranding. That's the one that's coming out that I care about.
Same. I'm like, I wasn't big into that until very recently, and now I'm very big into Death Stranding. I'm very interested in it. So, let's get into some news. We can actually do a quicker show today.
Yeah, I've got a curated selection, you might call it.
Okay, good.
Let's start with this one. So the Dwarf Fortress guys, they essentially did a mini Q&A kind of thing, like addressing some questions about the Steam release of the game. And their answer for when it's coming out is essentially, and they went into more detail. They basically explained that right now they're essentially two updates out from a Steam release. The update that they're currently working on, which they're calling the Villains update, is adding a shitload of functionality to the game. And because it's Dwarf Fortress, it's basically being written by a dude. And he doesn't know how long it's going to take, and he doesn't know how long it'll take to bug fix it, because he won't know until it's implemented what he needs to fix. And then once that's done, then they're going to start working on, like, the graphical overhaul and, like, shit like that, and then it'll come out. So their answer is basically just like, whenever he gets around to it, which is very them.
Seems like it.
but, I mean, they basically said maybe we shouldn't have announced it so early, but they didn't want the news to leak. And I'm pretty sure that was the right call because I'm pretty sure I had heard about it before it was announced. So there's that. What else I got? Oh, the Hey, how do you feel about trade wars?
They're going to be great.
Yeah, well, the tariffs caused by one of them in America for game consoles imported from China has been delayed until December. Which I get it, holiday season, holiday shopping and shit like that, but I don't think trade wars are a good thing, but isn't the whole point of a trade war to not do what this? It's like, oh, we're doing the trade war, but just hold it off until everybody gets their Christmas shopping done so there's no consequences.
After it inconveniences us.
So anyway, they're apparently being delayed until the Christmas season. So if you're going to buy a new console, you're not going to be paying probably $100 more until after Christmas. And then, of course, because that'll be after Christmas, maybe there'll be some price drops because we're so close to the new generation, which means, theoretically, you'll be paying the same for a PS4 as you would right now?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe? Anyway, yeah.
Price. They're going to need to drop the price to sell the last of those PS4s before the... So there's that rumor that they're going to announce something again. I think that was floating around the last couple of days.
Speaking of rumors. Really?
Rumor.
Rumor. I actually have this in here tagged as a rumor. Volition is working on a new Saints Row game.
No, that's a rumor, right? They basically said they are, right?
They did, but they said it in the...
You're going to run down the list of all the stuff that Volition is, or that Deep Silver and THQ Nordic said?
Nope. Unless you want to. Because I'd...
Well, talk about Saints Row.
So basically, they had an investors meeting type thing. And in their financial reports for Q1, they kind of revealed that Volition's working on a new Saints Row game, among a shitload of other stuff, and among a bunch of acquisitions, and among a parent rebrand, like a parent company rebranding to a company whose name I can't remember, but sounded vaguely Orwellian-esque, I think.
It did.
But I only have that on here because I'm a huge Saints Row fan, and I'm very curious to know where that series goes, because I don't know where that series would go.
Saints Row 4 was pretty fucking bonkers.
Well, like, Saints Row 2 was like Grand Theft Auto. And then Saints Row 3, you open that game as the President of the United States.
The first one was literally just trying to make a version of Grand Theft Auto.
Yep.
By like a cheap C-level version of Grand Theft Auto. Then Saints Row 2, they said, let's put a little actual effort into this and try a little harder. And they did, and it still wasn't meant to be like a comedy type of thing though, right?
Well,
it was still sort of on the...
They were going for goofy, where like San Andreas was going for like sort of a gritty realism thing. Like, you could, because like Vice City was goofy. Vice City like tread that line between goofy and like 80s crime thing. And then Grand Theft Auto started going in a more serious direction while maintaining the rock star satire. And then Saints Row 2 was like, we're going to go in the other direction where one of our missions is going to have you spraying people down with a poop truck.
Mm-hmm.
Like shit like that. And then they went full hard in the other direction for Saints Row 3. And you know, President of the United States and taking over a city. And like Hulk Hogan's one of the characters. And and then Saints Row 4 is like, you're fighting with superpowers in the cybernet because aliens blew up the Earth. And
yeah, and you go to hell.
And you go to hell in the DLC. So,
and they re-released Saints Row 3 for the Switch for some reason instead of... Saints Row 4.
That's good. Saints Row 3 is the best one.
It is the best one. It is the best one. The other stuff. So let's see. They have Deep Silver. I guess Fish Labs is working on new IP. Dam Buster Studios takes over Dead Island 2 development. Hey, Dead Island 2 is still in development. That's funny. Volition is deep in development of a brand new Saints Row game. And then Time Splitters, the co-creator, is joining THQ Nordic to plot the future of the series. So that's something. The name of the company, THQ Nordic's parent company, is now called Embracer Group.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. And then there's a new Metro title in the works.
Right, new Metro title. That's the one I forgot.
Yeah.
So yeah, TH2, they're doing okay. I give it another 5 to 8. I give it another 5 to 8 years before they start having troubles and eventually collapse down themselves. And then everybody says, oh my God, THQ died. And then I'll give it 3 or 4 years after that before THQ rises from the ashes once more.
We're going to buy those IPs.
Next time.
I'm putting a call out right now. I'm going to buy that Saints Row IP during the second THQ collapse.
Is it the second or would it be the third? Didn't THQ die twice already?
Maybe the third. I'm sure it's died twice, yeah.
The big story.
Because it was around in like the 90s, so.
I'm just quickly.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
I'm just looking it up because I'm curious. Because I swear it was. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter. THQ, they're a thing. The big story of the week is the fucking back and forth that's been going on between the Subnautica devs and G2A. So, I've talked about G2A in these news roundups a few times. This is tailing off that. G2A basically said when they announced their whatever initiative where they wanted at least 100 developers to sign up to fucking authenticate game keys or whatever on their store, they come out and said like they had said like yeah, if anybody can prove or if anybody was financially hit by illegal keys being sold on our platform, like we're so positive that it doesn't happen that we will pay we will pay 10 times the amount that you lost in restitutions. So Charlie Cleveland, who's the developer from Subnautica and Natural Selection 2, said, wow, that's great. I guess you owe us $300,000. Because we lost $30,000 in Natural Selection 2 keys back in 2013. G2A came out and said, oh, that doesn't make it, it's impossible. It never happened because we didn't exist until 2014. And then they linked to like some like archive.org pages that showed, you know, in like 2013 that G2A.com was basically being domain squatted. And they were like, yeah, see, it didn't happen. G2A existed in 2013. They were just under a different name. They were called, like, G2A Arena or something like that.
Okay.
They didn't become G2A.com until 2014, but they existed as a key reselling company well before then.
Oh, shady as fuck.
Yeah, the whole thing's fucked up. But it's just, it's been happening on Twitter, and it's really funny. But basically... basically, fuck G2A and pay that man $300,000 because you said you would.
Yep. Give him his money.
And that's it. That's all I got for news.
That's it?
I made a real short week.
That's good.
Yeah.
I got a couple I can throw out there. Epic Games and Factor 5's founders, they're opening up a new studio. I think it's going to be called like Epic Games Cologne or something. I don't know. Yeah, Epic Games Cologne. There you go. So that's going to be making games. So there you go. Who knows what they're gonna be working on, but Factor 5 was good because they did the Rogue Squadron and
Are we gonna take bets on whether or not that they can make a game series that sticks around long enough for them to actually release a game with the 3 in the title?
Maybe. What about the game they made for the PlayStation 3 launch, like Lair or something like that?
Oh yeah. It wasn't Lair that like the dragon shooter or whatever.
You could only use the Doc 3 was really the six axis.
The six axis, yeah.
Yeah, it was like the dragon shooter. Yeah. Another one is the lead for Anthem at EA at BioWare. Irving is leaving BioWare. So that's good. That's good news for Anthem, the game that they put so much time and money effort into over the last few years. That game is
I started to feel bad, which is why I stopped including Anthem news in the news roundups.
Yeah,
because like I think the last thing I reported on, if you can call this reporting, was that they were coming out with a new update hoping to reinvigorate the game, and then the next week I think I read that that update had been delayed. And then it was delayed again, and then all of a sudden it was a month late, and then it came out and nobody gave a shit. And at that point, I was just like, I don't want to talk about Anthem anymore. You can only kick somebody when they're down like so many times.
Yeah.
The only thing,
like, the horse is already dead.
The only thing, there's no blood coming out of this stone. I think the only thing worth talking about Anthem going forward in the future, aside from staff departures, because they're BioWare departures and not Anthem departures, mm-hmm. is when that game shuts the servers down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Do you think that'll happen before the one-year anniversary of that game?
No.
No?
No, I think that game will fucking struggle on for at least 2 years.
Okay. They'll keep trying. Okay.
Because, I mean, they did that. I mean, Star Wars The Old Republic didn't open great.
True.
And they just let that thing flounder and kept working on it. And then it became okay. And then they kept working on it. And then it became really good. And then they went free to play with it. And somehow it stayed really good. So maybe. I mean, that's an MMO, though. So there's like,
that's true.
There's like the mass social aspect that helps that game survive. But that I don't think Anthem really has. But
mm-mm.
I don't know. Mm-mm.
I'm trying to think of what else here.
If we were going to write that headline about him leaving BioWare, would we be like, dude gets in an Anthem mech suit and flies away to...
do something, some kind of crazy. I would figure out a way to do it. I'd figure out a way to do it. If Titans of Anthem Fall. Maybe that's what it would be.
There it is.
That's basically, there's not a ton of stuff. We mentioned Spelunky 2 has been delayed out of 2019. I know a lot of folks were looking forward to Spelunky, but that's out of the way now. I don't have anything else. The Gamescom live thing. They're trying to make a big deal out of Gamescom this year, so they're having their like live streams opening night. What do they call it? Opening Night Live at Gamescom, sponsored by Xbox, the all-in-one entertainment and gaming platform. That runs on your whatever they call it. They have a million for it. But that's on Monday, and you can watch it live and watch apparently a bunch of announcements that they've got for some new games and some old ones. What was the one that Need for Speed Heat was like a game they were going to announce during that, but that got leaked as well. So oops. But there's gonna be some things announced there. So might as well take a look at that. And that's basically it. That's all next week. There's a bunch of games. Stuff next week and the week after is PAX. So good times. It's gonna be a long week for long couple weeks for like gaming news. And then I think Tokyo Game Show is like middle of September too. So there could be some news popping over the next like month here.
September 11th to September 15th for TGS.
Wow. So yeah, there's stuff every week. Basically, we got Gamescom this week.
I should get a passport. Go to TGS.
Do it.
Fucking ridiculous.
I think it's like all mobile games and Final Fantasy VII. It's all it is over at Game at Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah, there's probably Final Fantasy XIV. There's probably a reason for me to go.
Final Fantasy XIV. Did you watch the didn't the movie just come out on Netflix? The Final Fantasy XIV Dad of Light.
Dad of Light. That shit is awesome.
Did you watch it?
No, I've read the synopsis.
Oh, okay.
No, right.
That would be a good one. We'll have to do like. Do you have Netflix?
I have Canadian Netflix. Which
okay, is
which
it on there? It might be on there, right?
It might be. I found out today that Canadian Netflix has CW's The Flash and Supergirl does not have Arrow. So anytime they do one of those like multi-show crossovers, I can't
you
watch.
You never
it.
Get that.
I never. I can't. Yeah. I can't see it.
That's funny. You never watch the end of it. Yeah. All right, that's it for the show. We got nothing else going on. That's it.
It's summer. It's just two of us. There's no games coming out. I'm sitting here with Steam open. I'm sitting here with Steam open looking at shit to play. Like, I'm going to play some more Shortest Trip to Earth. I'm kind of looking at Dicey Dungeons maybe next week. That seems interesting. I'm looking at that.
Did you ever play the original Doom 3?
From 2004?
Or yeah.
I did. I never owned it. It was installed at the youth center here that I used to hang out.
Because Bethesda finally fixed the Doom login thing for like Switch and the other consoles. So, I'm thinking of picking up fucking fly get in here. Holy shit. So I'm thinking of picking up Doom, another game. I'm just going to throw money at another game just for the hell of it.
Doom 3 is not a good game, dude. Already. Doom 3 is not good.
Okay.
I'll give you that recommendation right here. Don't play Doom 3.
There we go. Save me some cash. That's why I like you, man. Signing off.
I'm checking the
coming to our TED Talk. You can find me at Donny Domofsky. You can also find us at SideQuesting, SideQuesting TV. Blah, blah, blah. I should say that was the beginning of it. If you're watching this, if you're listening to this, you know where to find us. Just like tell people about it, because that would really help us. Because more listeners is always good for a small little podcast like ours. Aaron, where can we find you doing meaningless or meaningful stuff?
Oh, well, I don't know about that second thing, but for the meaningless stuff, you can find me on Twitch and Twitter at Scratty Bones.
Good job. We're gonna get you partnered.
I don't know about partnering. I will never in my career as a writer and or streamer, quote unquote, have 75 concurrent viewers.
Oh, okay.
That's what you need for partner. Also, I found out apparently if you become like if you meet all the requirements for affiliate, you have to fill out like a tax form and shit because there's money involved.
Yeah.
I don't have a foreign tax number, so I don't think I'm ever
going to.
Yeah, like that was part of the reason why I couldn't accept a bunch of jobs freelancing. I don't have a foreign tax number and I don't know how to get one.
Huh.
So
I'll have to figure that shit out then.
Yeah.
Otherwise I'm just gonna keep sending you candy.
I am okay accepting payment in candy.
There you go. On that note, we'll see you all on the next SideQuest Live.
Especially because I found out I'm not diabetic. Give me more candy.
Oh, that's a good sign. I think you actually need to shut us down, Aaron.
Oh, right.
Choices kill my head for the day now.